Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, October 26th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In Maine, a shooter killed at least 22 people in the state's second largest city, Lewiston, according to a federal law enforcement official. Authorities this morning were trying to locate 40-year-old Robert Card, who they said was the sole person of interest in the shooting. A state official said residents of the area have been told to shelter in place. The mass shooting, which police said took place at a restaurant and a bowling alley, was the deadliest so far this year. We're exclusively reporting that a group of Republican senators has introduced a standalone bill that would send billions of dollars in aid to Israel, but not Ukraine. The move underscores the challenges facing a much larger $106 billion Biden administration proposal that includes more funding for Kyiv. The senators argue that separating the Israel aid would prevent the assistance from being bogged down in the House, where a growing number of Republicans are opposed to funding aid for Ukraine. The United Auto Workers Union says it secured a tentative labor agreement with Ford following a six-week strike. The union says the agreement's 25% pay bump, spread out over 4 years, would put the top wage for assembly workers at around $40 an hour. The agreement is subject to a member vote before being ratified. The CEO of Ford says the company is pleased to have reached the agreement and is focused on getting people back to work. The tentative agreement now puts pressure on Ford's rivals, General Motors and Stellantis, to also reach deals with the union. Ford is also one of the companies scheduled to report earnings today, along with Amazon, Intel, and Comcast. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly lower, and European shares are in the red this morning. U.S. stock futures are falling ahead of reports on quarterly GDP growth and weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.